Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rick Hershuer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente throws the ball into Grote, who tags Neal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hershuer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Hickman steals second. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer takes first base on ball four. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend bunts towards the mound. Hook fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Cannell covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornberry moves to third. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershuer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Clemente scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook bunts towards the mound. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershuer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to third. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry has Hoke trapped. There's the throw to Canizaro and over to Hershuer, who tags Hoke for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jay Hook. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing left field. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.